Welcome to the Sutphen Seminars Color Therapy course. I'm Dick Sutphen, and together we're going to explore the potentials of color therapy to promote mental, physical, and spiritual well-being. Color therapy is also known as light therapy, chromotherapy, and colorology. And I'll start this short course by sharing my introduction to this subject. Back in the mid-1970s, I was doing extensive past life regression work with individuals and small and large groups. And when working with groups, I often conducted a Back to Atlantis past life regression. Now, these groups included many local grade school and high school classes, plus gatherings at my hypnosis center, and also large seminars held in local hotels. Occasionally, the individuals I regressed spoke of perceiving healing sessions in unique sound and vibration chambers. I often regressed these people individually to learn all I could about the therapy and how it was applied. My hypnotized subjects told me about being taken to special crystal healing rooms, and here they would be instructed to visualize different colors and send the visualizations into the afflicted area of their body. Also, in the roof of the room were crystals that concentrated sunlight. A priest manipulated the angle of the overhead crystals to concentrate different colors of cosmic light and energy onto the body. Today, people use colored gels over a focused light to attain the same result. The more I learned about the Atlantean techniques, the more I applied the concepts to my own healing work. I also used the awareness in my seminars and private regression practice, and I obtained positive results. But like so many holistic therapies, it is difficult to prove the effectiveness of color therapy. As with many holistic therapies, how do you sort out the benefits from the other healing applications applied to the process? Personally, I know how effective some aspects of color therapy have been for me and for people close to me. And I believe a lot of those attending our Sedona Psychic Healing Seminar would agree. But let's back up a bit, so I can begin with the basics. Each organ in your body has an energy frequency of its own, and organs within close proximity to each other appear to share similar frequencies. As an example, the organs near your solar plexus chakra, your stomach, pancreas, gallbladder, and liver, all share a physiologic relationship and a similar frequency. Also, each color has a frequency. And when an organ is mentally or physically permeated with a color, the frequency of the color will tend to affect the organ. Now, this is very much like the way a vibration of one tuning fork will affect another tuning fork. Matter is energy. You've heard this all your life. Basic physics. We're matter and we're energy. And we interact with energy. That's basic to life on Earth. Okay, now the word chakra is Sanskrit, meaning wheel. Eastern thinking claims the psychic and spiritual aspects of a human being are not located in the brain, but are spread throughout and beyond the physical body. The chakras are points of intersection between the physical and psycho-spiritual realms. Sites where life energies converge. Each of these energy centers is to be visualized as a lotus flower, and through visualization, the centers are activated. In the altered state sessions that are part of this course, I'll be using a chakra balancing and energizing induction as part of the process, and you'll be exploring a color concentration technique to tap into the therapeutic aspects of color. But now, let's get back to colors. There are 7 primary color wavelengths, or light vibrations, that we can see. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet.